And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. Today on the phone with me is Beth Harold, the director of the Area Agency on Aging. And we're going to be talking about that vaccine scheduling program, if you will, for older adults or those who don't have internet access if they're wanting the vaccine. So welcome, Beth. Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let me ask you about the creation of this program. The Human Services Department started this in helping older adults without a computer or internet access. So talk about how this came about.
Well, we started noticing whenever the vaccine became available that the way that residents of our community in Butler County work to make an appointment, it was all online. It was all through the internet, through a computer. And many of the individuals that we serve in the older population, they don't have a computer, or they may have a limitation that it's difficult for them to use the computer. So we started getting some phone calls. My care managers were coming saying, what do we do for this consumer? What do we do for that? So at that point, being that our agency is part of the Butler County Human Service Division, which isn't how every area agency is across the state. That's how we are in Butler County. We're an integral part of the county. We talked to my supervisor, and then we also talked to the commissioners, and we at that point then reached out to Butler Hospital and tried to develop a plan that we could help this population.
So
the hospital was having just as much frustration because they were getting calls from individuals saying, how do I schedule? I don't have a computer. So it was a problem that was identified on both ends, if that makes sense.
So is this appointment that you're helping people make, is it for the Butler Health System only? It's not for another location?
Right now, currently, it's just for the Butler Health System. That's the only organization that we have developed this relationship with. But right now, currently in Butler County, that's the organization that's getting the majority of the vaccine. So it hasn't been an issue that much.
Right.
That's where the vaccine is.
For the general public. I mean, of course, the Butler VA is helping the veterans.
Right.
And so when you're talking about the public, it would be the hospital, I think, that we're all looking towards.
Right.
And if Rite Aid comes on board, which I understand they're supposed to be offering vaccines, they would be a walk-in, if I understand that correctly. So you wouldn't need to make an appointment for Rite Aid.
Exactly. And that's what we're hearing. So when we reached out to the hospital, we came up with a system that we would take the phone calls for those that were having difficulty. So individuals will call our office. We've had over 3,000 individuals thus far call our office. We take their name and their number, and then as the hospital releases slots to us, so let's say they get 1,000 vaccines, they may say, Beth, you can have 300 of those slots. Then we start taking people off the list, and we fill out their registration form with them over the phone. So we get their name and their address, their birth date, we get their insurance information, we ask the screening questions, and we get all of that done for them. That we slot in their time for them to get to the hospital, and then we take those forms to the hospital for them, so that when they arrive at the hospital, all that they need to do is show them their ID, show them their insurance card, and they're ready to get the shot. So it makes the line go even quicker at the hospital. It's a good process.
And I'm glad you mentioned the allocation of the appointments, because it's not like you're taking all the appointments away from the hospital. You're sharing those in the hospital allocate. So that's a good point that you made. And my other question is, in this moment, what are the requirements to be helped by the Area Agency on Aging? So if somebody is listening right now and they say, well, I'm 65, but I'm not helped by the Area Agency on Aging. I have access to a computer and I can do this myself, but I'd rather call the Area Agency on Aging. Is that a process they can go through, or what eligibility must they meet?
That is fine. Whenever you would call our office, we would ask you, are you a resident of Butler County? Because that is one of the questions, that you have to be a resident of Butler County, or you have to be seen by Butler Health System's doctor. So let's say you do live in Lawrence County, but your doctors are through the hospital. We will schedule you. But the way the vaccine is allocated, it's for county residents. So we are just helping and scheduling those in Butler County, unless there's those fluky little, reasons that we would get you scheduled. So we ask you that. Then we ask you if you're over 65. And if, you know, they say yes, or do you have a health condition? Because sometimes we will schedule individuals that are under 65 that have a health condition that warrants them that we can schedule them. So we ask those screening questions first, and then we'll ask, do you have a computer? And if they say yes, but I really have a hard time doing it, I'm not real good at it, we go ahead and we schedule those ones also. We will tell them, though, you're on our list, but we do encourage you to continue to check the hospital's website if you want to try. And if you do get an appointment through them and you are successful, then call us back and we'll take you off our list. But they can stay on our list and we will help them.
So what I understand from hearing you is that you do have a waiting list for folks that have already contacted you. And I had a question here to ask you, is it first come, first serve? But yet this has already been underway, so that waiting list would already be compiled or at least started.
Right, right. And it is first come, first serve on our list. And, you know, we get through that list fairly quickly. The other thing that the hospital was doing is that they had cancellations, or if they had no show, they would then give us additional appointments for the next day that we could then schedule. So it was a very interactive. We might get 300 slots, but then they may have 14 no shows today or 14 people that didn't come. Then they would email us and say, hey, Beth, put 14 more people on for tomorrow.
Right.
So the list does move quickly. We have scheduled well over 1,000 people that have gotten their shots.
And how many people are on the waiting list? And I'll ask that being general, because as we speak, things could change within 10 minutes. That's how we've kind of lived for the past year. So I'll ask general numbers. Are we talking like 10, 20 people still on the waiting list? Or are we talking like 100, 200 people still on your waiting list?
As of 9 o'clock this morning, I had 947 people on the wait list.
Okay.
But don't get scared with that, because probably a third of them, when we call, they'll say, oh, you know what, the VA has it now, they're having a walk-in clinic, take me off the list. Or, oh, my daughter was able to get me an appointment, take me off the list. So even though we have all those individuals on, if you call 10 people, 6 of them might only still need an appointment. So that's the ones that we will schedule, and we will get them up to the hospital to get that appointment.
And you're following the phases, of course. So we're still at 1A, I believe. I don't believe it. Again, the time that we're talking, that has opened up. So we're talking about 65 and older. Once that opens up to another phase, will you continue helping to schedule for vaccines, or are you going to limit this for a certain age? Because Area Agency on Aging helps the older population, but once we get into different phases, then that will not necessarily be like the forefront of what you're looking at.
Right. I have brought that up, and the county is working on that. The commissioners have been wonderful looking ahead and trying to see what issues we may have with scheduling. And we've been working with Steve Weishaus, who is over our emergency management system. We will most likely continue some type of a call center, but the Area Agency on Aging, we will just continue to do the 16 above. I have to tell you, we have been for the past 2 weeks working very tireless. Like I couldn't have my staff continue to take on another population. I think they would all leave me.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah. So much that donuts and cookies can, you know, bribe people to do. So we it's our mission to help the seniors and those that we serve in the community. We understand that there's going to be another population, but there will probably be another part of the county, or the county will form a relationship with someone to do a call center for those individuals.
And it's a huge project. I mean, it's a huge project for the state, for the country. And then when you get down to a county, you know, you're a piece of that puzzle and an important piece of the puzzle. And this wasn't even, as you mentioned before, that this wasn't already pre-planned. It was a program that developed out of the need. And so do you find that, I'm going to ask if you find that it's been successful, but yet I know we're kind of still in the beginning stages of the vaccine, and yet there are a lot of people in the county, so I don't know how you gauge success with this kind of program, but do you find that this has been successful for you?
I think if you're looking at success of, are we able to get those that don't have the ability to use the current registration system for the vaccine, then yes, it's successful. Like, we are helping people. We are answering their questions. We're getting them to get their vaccine. If you're asking how I think the vaccine is working, I don't have any data. I mean, I'm just working with the registration and getting the shots in the arm.
Right. So do you schedule people for a second shot, or do you leave that up to the hospital once the folks are at their appointment. And again, as a reminder, as we're talking, we only have the vaccines out there in the general population for two shots, not yet one shot.
Right.
So
right.
How does that handle?
Okay, well, that was a great concern. You know, I've been a nurse for 30 years. I know that, you know, people need to be reminded, and especially the population that I have, when you're saying you're getting a shot today, but 3 weeks from today, you're going to get your second one. 3 weeks when you're at home, when you're not in a normal routine, you can forget that date. So what we are doing is we are sending them out a reminder. And we'll send them out a reminder probably about 2 weeks a week and a half prior to their shot. And then we will then call them the day before to say, hey, just a reminder, your shot is tomorrow at the hospital at 9:15. Make sure you take your vaccine card with you. So we are doing that follow-up piece because I think it's really essential that you know, people have that reminder and they can get in there to get that second shot.
I even think on a regular schedule, it can be hard to remember sometimes,
right.
You know, and exactly. I was just talking to somebody the other day and I said, well, the schedule's been put in a blender. Like there is no schedule.
Right.
We're trying to get
exactly.
back to a schedule. So I appreciate that you're calling people again as a reminder for that second shot. So again, we're talking with Beth Harold, Area Agency on Aging, talking about the program that they've developed. If you're an older adult, if you don't have internet connection, if you're having trouble, and maybe you have some visual impairments or visual situations where it doesn't, it's difficult for you to use the computer, something along those lines, then this particular program may be of interest to you. And Beth, I'm going to ask you the phone number now. I'm going to ask you again before we leave. But what is the phone number to contact you if we would like to be a part of this program?
It is 724-282-3008.
Okay, and we'll repeat that again here in just a moment. What information are you going to ask? And you may have alluded to some of this before, but what information should I have if I'm calling you to be a part of this program? Because we hear so many stories of fraud and people taking information over the phone that I want people to be comfortable that if they're initiating the call to you, the Area Agency on Aging, and you call them back, X, Y, and Z is what they're going to ask you. So what would you be asking me if I call?
If we would ask you your name, your address, and your birth date, and then we're going to ask you what insurance you have. So we would ask you if you have your insurance card. And then after that, we'll ask you a series of screening questions, like have you ever had a reaction to a vaccine? Have you been exposed to COVID? We have a list of questions that we ask you. And then we would give you your time for your vaccine. Now, those individuals that are leery, we will tell them, this is our number. You know, call us right back. I've had some that have called us right back. Then we have verified who we are again, and they'll give us their insurance information. Or if they don't feel comfortable, we just put into the system, does not feel comfortable or unknown, we'll provide insurance information when they get to the hospital.
Okay. So let's say we make the appointment with you. We've gone through that part of the process and we make our appointment. What do you do, or is there anything that the Area Agency on Aging can do if somebody then needs a ride to get to their appointment?
We are working on that part. We ask them to reach out to their family members, reach out to friends that will be able to take them to the appointment. If they're in the city, we look at the bus schedule with them. And we can use our shared ride system, the BART system. It just has to be so many days before for us to make arrangements for them to use the BART transportation to get up to get the injection. We haven't had a lot of transportation questions right now, but one step that we did is that I identified that many of the individuals that live in the senior high rises or the senior living communities that aren't associated with a nursing home or assisted living, such, you know, as the Terrace, Cliffside, Arbors, the Sunbury Fields. All 14 of them in the county, we reached out to the management companies of those buildings. And for the last 2 weeks, we have been taking the vaccine to those buildings. Because for me, it was far easier for us to arrange for my staff and the hospital to go to their door to give them the vaccine than for me to arrange transportation for all those individuals, close to 1,200 of them, to get them to the hospital to get the vaccine. So we just finished up that program for their first shot, and in 2 weeks we'll start, and then in 2 weeks from that time they'll all have their second shot done. So we went right into the high rise. We went door to door asking them if they wanted the vaccine, filled out their forms for the hospital, coordinated it with with Karen Allen at the hospital. She sent a nurse over, and we provided vaccine in those buildings.
And you mentioned you've been a nurse, and you just mentioned now that the hospital sent a nurse. So, I mean, there are professionals offering the vaccines and making sure the needles are in the arms of those who would like them. And I'm also curious, and I've asked other professionals of this, the hospital, how do you keep the information? So that's all coordinated when you're talking about you get the data. Is it to the hospital, and then the hospital would know who is getting the shots?
Yes. Then what we do is in their scheduling system, we've slotted that consumer in. And then the night prior, either myself or one of my staff, we will run those forms up and we hand deliver them to the security department at the hospital if the vaccine clinic is closed, and they run them over in the morning and give them to the vaccine, the clinic, and then they have all the paper. So, like, if they're never just late, we have them all alphabetized by time and given to the hospital.
Beth, I appreciate your time on this particular topic, this issue, the vaccine scheduling for older adults or the Area Agency on Aging. I just want to ask you a couple other quick questions, but let me get the phone number again if folks would like to be a part of this program.
It's 724-282-3008.
Okay, very good. And just a question overall, Area Agency on Aging, how have you all been doing? I know for everyone, everything just kind of went up in the air. It's like a deck of cards that go up in the air, and we all just have to try to pick it up at the beginning of this. Are you finding that there's a rhythm to your day now that you're able to keep up with the needs?
Some days, when it started back in March, we went from 112 home delivered meal providers, recipients, up to close to 600 or a little over 600 in a very short period of time. And our provider that we purchased the meals from that delivered them could not keep up with the demand and stopped delivering. So we had to figure out a way that our staff was delivering all those meals. So that was kind of like 2 or 3 months of bumpy getting through that. And then we were kind of on a rhythm, and then the vaccine hit. So we will be back into a rhythm shortly. We our population, we are passionate about caring for, and the staff I have is just amazing. And the county, the way that we work with the other human service division, it's miraculous how they can send us help, and they're here to support us. And the commissioners are wonderful also. They are, here to, what do you need? What can we do to, help you? And we are truly blessed in Butler County. I mean, you might not always, see that, but what happens behind the scenes and how we work as a team to serve individuals in Butler would truly amaze anyone who could watch it. We are definitely blessed to work in such a county.
Let me ask you what you could use from the county. What can we do as community members? I know you're always helping others, and that's part of your purpose of what you do. But if there are community members that don't need your assistance but could help you, what do you need from the community right now?
Well, we can always use volunteers. We can use volunteers that could come in and help us do phone calls. We have volunteers that could maybe check on some individuals that, that might need help getting their groceries picked up. Or, that's a big thing right now, the online shopping, helping them, put their order in and picking them up. There's a lot of different things. We have the Ombudsman program that we work with nursing homes that we can, help individuals with the transition into a long-term care setting. We have Apprise volunteers that help with insurance. So we have, senior center volunteers. We have all types of little nooks and crannies that people can help us.
And I assume I'm going to go back to the vaccine scheduling program, since we'll wrap up on that. And Beth Harold from the Area Agency on Aging with this particular program started a while ago. I assume you're just going to keep this program as long as it's needed.
Yes, we will.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, of course, we'll have to keep updated on the vaccines and how that goes. But, of course, many questions still to be answered as we go through how long does this last. And we'll get to that as soon as we know. Of course, we'll get that information over to you.
Yeah, again, thank you.
The phone number again, 724-282-3008, 724-282-3008. Beth, before I let you go, just any final thoughts that you wanted to share with us or that you want to leave with us today?
Again, I just want to thank the community and thank, my staff and just for seeing a need. And if you're having difficulty getting a vaccine, we are here to assist you with that process. We can answer questions that you have. We can walk you through the process, and we will help with obstacles that you have to get that. We're here for you to talk you through any issues that you might be having.
Again, that phone number 724-282-3008 for that vaccine scheduling program. Beth, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.